Welcome to the Nerd Slice podcast.
I thought you were going to let me do it today.
What do you mean today?
Like, I thought
you always do the intro.
Not always.
Every single time you do the intro.
Oh, there have been many times where I've let you done the cold intro.
You've never let me do the cold intro.
There are many times
this season
where you go, can you do the cold intro today? And I go, yeah, I can do the cold intro.
I always ask you.
Well, you
every
know what?
Single time.
You give me ick.
This is
ick.
Just one of your
ick.
Red flags.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We look at we look at backwards.
It's you. It's me. It's us.
Season 4.
Cause why not?
Cause why not?
Welcome to Nerd Slice.
Welcome to the pod.
Welcome back to the Nerd Slice podcast.
I'm still here.
He's still here.
I leave tomorrow.
Don't know how. I kidnapped him.
I leave tomorrow.
Yeah, I bet you're enjoying your break away from me.
I mean, well, when they see this podcast, yes, I will not be here.
You're going to be like, I never want to see this guy again.
I will be literally.
Literally?
Literally.
Is this because last episode I told you need like more modern like lingo?
I will be literally... I don't. I was trying to be like lit or something, but it not. My brain doesn't work.
No capping.
Like no cap. I will be literally no cap in Paris, probably fighting the Parisians because they are.
Is that how you say it?
Parisians.
Parisians.
Parisians are people who live in Paris.
Really?
Yes.
That's so fun. What a fun little tidbit.
It's a fun little tidbit about people who are not nice.
That's mean. What? Why are you saying all?
Because I've been to Paris.
Parisians?
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 Parisians.
Sounds like you're saying Persians.
Listen, I'm not saying all Parisians are not nice.
But that's kind of what he's trying to
imply. It's like saying that all Cubans are loud.
They are.
Not all Cubans are loud. I've met many a meek Cuban.
A meek?
A meek.
Like Meek Mill?
Like
a rapper?
Like meek as in the word of meaning like.
You backtrack. You went from lit to meek.
Meek. I'm always going to have my own vocabulary. You can leave if it doesn't make you happy.
This is where I live. So
by the way, I am a reformed dono because I have been told that one of my red flags is that I curse too much.
You have a lot of red flags.
So do you.
So do you. By the way, guys, today we're going to be talking about some red flags.
That is the worst.
The meaning.
Transition you have ever made.
Yeah, and your red flag is you never come up with any, so here we are. Red flags can be defined as a flag that is red. That's it. That's all. That's the quote. That's the definition. Look
red
it up.
Flags are things that you find in people that are that immediately
like nah,
no goes.
No.
Like,
right? Green flags are the opposite. Yeah. I can say your green flags. I'll be nice to you.
Sure.
I really like your hoodie. Because
it's
hoodie. My hoodie.
It's his hoodie. I did not come prepared. I just came with literally all of the equipment.
It's funny because there's a guy on TikTok who he literally runs with a green flag or a red flag and he just duets videos and either runs up with and goes and plants a green flag if it's like something like wholesome or if it's something bad, he goes and then starts waving the red flag. The internet is a middle flag. What's in between green and red? Yellow?
Beige.
Like a stoplight?
It's a beige flag.
It's a beige flag. Because some days it's good. Some days it's bad.
Well, every day it's good and it's bad.
It's a little bit of everything all of the time. And that's our green flag.
And that's the 23 years of friendship. So like Evan said, we're going to be talking about red flags today. Like always, my beige flag is that I have no clue. I only know the topic. I have not been told anything other than that. How are we starting off?
So
today?
I thought we would start off because it's me and, you know, my green flag is that I host game show segments, right?
Okay.
Which is, I thought it'd be cool if you and I can, well, mostly you because I have this written down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is if you can guess the top five.
I'm gonna say literally as many times as I can this episode.
By Google, the top five red flags.
By Google.
By Google. I'll be nice. You don't have to do them in order because obviously.
Cheating.
No. Well.
Wrong.
Wait.
Okay. Wrong, Google.
Wait.
You are wrong, Google.
Wait. Arguably, we could argue here, right? Because number two is behavior. And I feel like cheating could go under behavior.
Yeah, everything can go under behavior.
So number two for the top five red flags that people believe is cheating, right? What is another one you think? What do you think number one is? What do you think number one is?
Is it going
to
be like...
It has to be general.
Is,
You don't general? Go super specific, just general. Number one biggest red flag.
That for what? Men or women?
It's for both. The top five red flags in general. It could be a relationship. It can be a boss. It can be anything.
Unhealthy.
Communication.
I don't like
not these. Communicating.
These are not fun.
Not communicating.
These are not fun.
Number three, I'll give you a hint. You say I do this all the time.
Interrupt me.
No. That's a green flag.
Gaslight.
Yes.
Woo!
Number three is gaslighting.
Did you just say interrupting me is a green flag?
Yeah. Number four. What do you think number four is?
Okay. Can I get a hint? Because obviously my brain isn't suited for these.
It's something that you need to do with someone when you both have different stances.
Middle ground.
Kind of. Number four is unwillingness to compromise.
Okay.
I feel like that, yeah, that's a pretty bad red flag.
I mean,
red.
Sure.
And then number five, do you think you got number five?
I don't know.
It's when you set something.
Something on fire.
No.
That's a red flag.
Number.
Although for some people, it might be a green flag. And
number,
if they are, man, go to therapy.
Or don't.
Or do.
It depends.
Everyone should go to therapy. Life is the worst and it's traumatizing. Go to therapy.
Some people can't afford therapy. Number five is disrespecting boundaries. Right? If someone sets a boundary, disrespect it.
Okay.
Right? So just let's go in order. Right? So number five, disrespecting boundaries. Mm-hmm. Number four, unwillingness to compromise. Number three, gaslighting that Donald does every day. Number two, behavior. And number one, communication. Right? So.
I think I know Google's red flag.
Was making this list
boring.
What did you want it to be like?
I wanted it to be like
five red flag if they wear green underwear.
No, not crazy. I know that list does exist because I've seen it. I wanted it to be a little bit more specific, like abuse. Right, that should be number one red flag.
Yeah, I mean, but
abuse.
But here's the thing:
cheating too, right?
That goes under behavior though. Like I said, I think you're looking for like hyper specifics when this is more trying to create like an umbrella. That's a balloon.
Such generalization, you lose, because like you said that number one was just communication.
I feel like they should swap it.
What was number one?
Just
the word communication.
Communication.
So, and here's where tonal semantics, which is one of my red flags, 100% is coming out. So just communication is a red flag. So I should just not communicate.
No, like miscommunication.
But you said that the word was communication.
It says like that. And also, I think red flags are more like beforehand, right? Or like before, like, you're thinking more like straight up like deal breakers, like straight up like end all be all.
That's what red flags are.
No, but red flags don't necessarily mean, right? Because like a red flag could be like if someone says something like really, really like,
problematic.
Demeaning and problematic, and you're like, nah. Whereas, like, you straight up punching me in the face is not a red flag. It's just the end all be all you punching me in the face.
It's just our friendship. Let me prove it.
I didn't even hesitate. I was waiting for it. But,
I need that.
What do you need it for? We have a no phone on the. I say that as I have my here. I'll get it for you. With my toes.
You see what I mean by gaslighting? Like, legitimately makes me feel bad about things that he does too.
Pick it up with your toes.
No.
Thank you. So yeah, those are the top five. I agree.
I just made it worse.
I agree, because like one of my big personal red flags is miscommunication, right? I feel like you should just always be honest, right? And as long as you're communicating with people and not spilling coffee on our soundboard, right? You can...
On whose soundboard?
I said ours. It is our soundboard.
Okay.
Did you not get it for the purpose of the Nerd Slice podcast?
No.
You didn't?
No, I got it for the purpose of our D&D campaign.
Never mind. I misunderstood my place in this scenario.
No, your place in this scenario has always been next to me as my best friend.
He's just saying this because later we're going to do our red flags and he's just trying to wind up.
We're just
going to
fight each other. You see, I'm doing it!
And some red flags can be overcome. Over.
That was a good one. I will give you that. That was an actual joke.
I honestly agree with a lot of these. Mm-hmm. I think these are really bad red flags. Pretty common that a lot of people sometimes are like, yeah, that's definitely
boring.
A red flag. You, like I said, you just want hyper specific.
No, not specific. Just fun. You know, like, let's
what's
just,
a fun red flag?
The ones that
like
are
the ones at the beach that tell you a hurricane's coming?
I mean, yeah, those are very important red flags. If You know, life should have those, right? You should, as you're like dating, I know that this is not something you have to worry about, you. Because you have a fiance, do I really need to?
Yeah, you know, she didn't just like spawn like.
No,
when I
know,
born.
But you already.
So
won.
I did.
And
I
as
was
someone
a
who
part
hasn't
of the dating
there
life,
yet, let me be upset.
I was part of the dating life for a very long time. Didn't get many dates, but you know, maybe that's everyone else's red flag and not mine. My green flag is
so,
I love people too much.
So I think that it would be awesome. I think the world would be a better place if once you get into that point where you're dating, if there should just be someone, like it's a job that it's just like your dating bestie and you just talk to them and then they're just like, girl, that's a red flag. Like,
they have that.
Run away.
They already have that. It's called your like best friends.
Yeah, but your best friends
you
also
if,
will
if,
let
you, you don't
crash
think,
and burn.
You don't know because you don't think right now right, that I could go off the top of my head and tell you like Sydney Sweeney's red flags. Like I could go super specific.
I would love you to do that.
I can't.
Yeah, I thought so.
I can go, was in Madam Web.
We have talked extensively about that,
yes.
You know.
But in general, like your friends should be able to go, that's a red flag. Unless they're really good at hiding it,
yeah,
which
but
is also.
Here's the thing. Your friends will also not care. I could fully tell you, hey, bro. This thing that you do, this like I'm not gonna choose Thalia because she is the best. No. Going and doing this drone thing is bad for you, and you're gonna go, cool, I'm still gonna do it.
No, I would trust you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would trust you.
It's not a bad thing. By the way, Evan's doing drones.
Yeah, if you guys need your houses like shot, not like by a gun, but like a camera on a drone.
Okay, whoa.
Let me know.
If you also need the first one.
Wait, no.
We won't ask
questions.
No.
I would ask questions.
Hey,
I am not a hitman.
You're getting married. You
I am
need
a
money.
Photographer,
no.
Not a hitman.
No, we're not shooting people. Just houses.
Your red flag is the willingness to do random things.
My red
things.
Flag is the willingness to get you more money.
Speaking of red flags, do you want to hear some strange ones I've found on the internet?
I would love to hear strange ones. Are these fun?
I don't know. You and I have different definitions of fun. My definition of fun is like playing a video game. Your definition of fun is like coloring a video that you thought was pretty. Like,
okay, whoa. That's arguably the most fun thing in the world.
I like coloring photos. You and I are weird in that we're
the
opposite.
No, I like coloring photos too.
You just like a little crayon? Do you stay within the lines?
Yeah, coloring video really reminds me of like when I was in fourth grade and I was just like, and now I'm going to get the red crayon.
You didn't sound like that in fourth grade. Your voice was higher pitched, but it wasn't
like
that.
Now I'm going to get the red crayon and paint the butt.
No, now you just sound like
okay,
a chipmunk.
So
I went across
the internet.
We have
fun red flags now.
I some of these aren't fun, but I scoured the internet.
We have stupid
and
red
found
flags.
Woo! Some red flags from the internet that I thought were quite interesting. So
these come from like many different places?
These come from many different places.
Okay,
mostly Reddit, because Reddit is the hub for cringe.
Fair enough. So we're gonna have
an
agree or disagree on all of these, okay?
Okay.
All right, go.
This girl one time went on a date with a guy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Went on a date with a guy
who talked like Cartman from South Park. That's a red flag. That's a red flag. Not that you watch South Park, but the fact that you sound like, and like, mind you. Maybe he just got screwed over in life, and maybe his normal voice just sounds like
Cartman.
I think
that's what it is.
But like, I feel like
that's
even if you're the
flag.
Nicest, that it's a...
That's a beige flag. I think we call it red, green, or beige.
I think it's a beige because if they were the nice... Now, if they sounded and acted
like
Cartman, yeah, that's a
then
red.
That's a black...
Go
a,
away, girl.
That's a red flag.
Go date someone that is maybe more like Ryan
Kyle.
Gosling.
I kept on going in South Park.
Yeah, I see. I'm actually surprised you knew that name.
Thank you.
Have you watched South Park?
Yeah. Actually, I've watched like 10 seasons of South Park.
That's really... Would not have guessed that.
Kenny's my favorite.
Yeah, Kenny's everyone's favorite.
Yeah,
because
he's just the best.
Gets murked every episode.
Well, not every episode. There's actually a couple of episodes, especially in the newer seasons, where he doesn't get murked.
I haven't...
So that's a beige flag?
That's
a
beige
flag.
Beige flag.
That's just how you speak.
Yeah. Right?
Also, he'll find someone that has never watched South Park and is
fine. And she'll think he's endearing.
Yeah. And then they'll watch South Park.
And then they'll watch South Park and she'll be like, brother.
Yeah, like, dude, so, you have so a great cartoon.
This impression. Next one, which I already have my stance on this.
Okay.
Someone who is overly competitive. That's a red flag, in my opinion. And yes, you do that too.
I am trying to get better at that.
Because here's my thing. There's nothing wrong with like having a little competition with your friends. I get excited sometimes. Other people. But when your whole personality derives off of trying to beat everyone, especially, and I'm thinking primarily video games because I play a lot of video games.
Oh, right? Then it's not my red flag.
Right? I, like, it's just a game. At the end of the days, all of these things don't matter. Now, if you're, like, overly competitive in a thing that's like, I am going to be the person that cures cancer, go off.
Yeah, hey, cure cancer.
Yeah, if you're going to be a person that is overly competitive for the better of humanity, that's a green flag. Greenest of flags. But if you're a person...
Unless you hurt people.
Yeah. But if you're a person that's like, ha, 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 look at me, I'm the greatest at Tekken, I'm going to be like, okay.
Well, no, I mean, if people find a certain type of, like...
Yeah, but when you're putting other people down.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
I'm better at you in Smash Bros. I feel but like, I'm never going to go out of my way and be like, haha, thought I'm better at you in Smash Bros.
Well, you did last episode. I feel like you're not upset that they're competitive. You're upset that in their competitive, they demean others.
Yes. I think overly competitive is fine if the people around you are also overly competitive and it's in good fun.
Yeah. I used to be very, very competitive.
Used to?
No, I'm still competitive, but I'm not as aggressive as I used to. Because I like to remind myself about one key thing. You know what it never was?
About that person. Serious. Oh, okay. We went into two different.
Yeah. You and I different. Are two different places.
So yeah, that's my, I think it's a red flag. Unless it's for the betterment.
I think if you're demeaning other people, super red flag. Super red flag.
I think you're going to agree with me on this one. Okay. This one's a green flag.
Okay.
Someone that interrupts every time someone talks. That's a green flag. It's a red flag. I'm sorry. I will get better at not interrupting you.
No, I interrupt you too.
I know you do.
No, it's not. It's a red flag. But at the same time, there's interrupting and then there's trying to have a conversation.
I think you and I just get...
We just get very, like, excited. Passionate.
We're just more so passion, passionate. More energy.
And
more
I think
passion.
You and I have gotten to the point where you and I just speak and hear each other, but other people think we're interrupting each other.
I think it's different if it's, like, a serious conversation, mm-hmm. right? Or it's, like, something important. Like, if you're, like, yeah, like, my tire, like, my car is, like, really bad. And, like, mm-hmm. and then someone's just like, yo, where are we going to eat at?
Chili's.
It's always Chili's.
It's always Chili's.
The I was about to say the chizza. The cookie skillet, phenomenal.
I just like their Texas cheese fries. Let's move on.
You don't like the... You don't
I love Chili's, but we said we were not going to talk about food.
I'll always talk about food.
I know you will.
That's a
and
green
that
flag.
That is your red
nope,
flag.
Green flag.
Nope, that's
green
a red flag. Flag. That's green a red flag. Flag.
So you just want someone to be boring and never talk about their interest in food?
But here's the thing. It's not that you have... an interest in food. If you had like a passion for food, like you,
I do have a passion for food.
Yeah, but it doesn't come out in any other way than you talking about
nah,
it.
Nah, I cook.
Okay.
I'll say it. I'll upset you right now. You know what's a red flag?
I will hit you.
You know what's a red flag,
I
Donald?
I will hit you. If
not listening.
Okay. That is a red flag.
To Well Sounds. Biggest red flag there is.
I love whale sounds.
Whale sounds are there. It's actually kind of creepy.
They're
not
really,
even gonna lie. It's actually
really,
a little unsettling.
Yeah. You know how people listen to ASMR? I would
rather. I've never
listen,
understood that, by the way.
No, I get it. It's very calming. It's very calming.
It depends the type of ASMR. Like I'm gonna be honest with you. I've seen ones where like animals eat food. Mm-hmm. Like they get like little turtles and they're like eating like a strawberry. And I think it's cute. I think it's like, I wouldn't like listen to it. Like I would just watch it with the sound. Mm-hmm. But like when it's just sound, I don't get it.
No, I get
like the ones of eating mukbangs. Those where they're like, like eating the ramen. Yeah. Like I don't.
Any slurping is not my favorite sound in the world.
And that's a beige. That's a beige. That's your beige flag.
Their
that's their beige flag.
Their
yeah.
So what was this? So interrupting.
Yeah.
Beige flag. The two of us do it too much.
Yes. If they just don't like animals like at all. That's a red flag.
That's a beige flag.
That's a red flag.
That's a beige flag.
Well, because it's different if you're like, oh, I don't like cats because I'm allergic to them. I don't like dogs because whatever. But like, if you don't like any animal at all, well, like you're telling me out of the billions,
you're allowed to have your own opinion.
But don't, out of the billions and billions and billions of animals that are in this universe,
yes,
there's not a single one that you're like, that's dope.
Yeah, listen, my mom.
What do they like? The mitochondria?
My mother thinks that birds are super pretty creatures.
Birds are the
Let me finish.
Devils of nature.
My mother thinks that birds are super pretty creatures. Hates them. Hates them. She thinks that they're just she is so scared of birds. My mother lives in fear of animals. The only reason she has dogs is because she didn't have a choice, right? So, listen, it's a base flag. You're allowed to have your opinion. If you don't like animals, don't get animals.
But like,
now, if you're actively abusing animals because you don't like them, different.
That's the biggest red flag. Biggest red flag. What's this guy's name? The football player?
Michael Vick.
Thank you. I knew you would know that. Biggest red flag. But I'm saying, like, you're telling me that out of the billions of animals on the earth, there's like you don't like any, like at all.
I love how you were so confident that I would know that.
Yeah, it was like a big story. And he's a football player. And he played football.
Okay, so
that's like saying, I knew you would know that Kingdom Hearts thing.
No, but like, you know, I love movies, but I can't remember people's
names. Yeah, but
names.
I know that like sports is very, I'm not going to say like Mikael Gordon, like Michael Jordan. You can only mess that up so many times.
Fair.
Yeah. Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
No.
Are you like a?
I'm a LeBron James.
You're a LeBron guy?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not a super big fan of LeBron James, but arguably he's just better. Like, he's more physical.
I'm more of a Bugs Bunny from Space Jam guy.
No, I think he's a wuss, and he was a bit of a womanizer, and I don't want to allow that type of.
More of a Daffy Duck guy from Space Jam.
Well, Daffy Duck is just in general a.
Have you watched Space Jam?
Yes, I have watched Space Jam.
I don't think you have. Do you watch Space Jam 2?
No.
Don't. Anyways, if you don't like animals, I think it's a red flag because animals are dope. I love animals.
I think it's a beige flag. You can have your own opinion. Just keep it to yourself.
If they don't like fruits or veggies, now that's a beige flag because at the end of the day, it's what you like, right? But
how are this one and the last one different?
No, because there's an argument to be made because you're telling me out of all of the fruits and vegetables, there's not like one that you like. There's a ton of fruits and vegetables, but you could be more of a fruit person or of a vegetable person.
Sure.
You know this. I don't care too much for veggies.
And you know this.
I love fruits.
I don't care too much about celery.
Yeah, I think the whole world knows that.
Just specifically celery.
It's just specifically celery.
No, I definitely a beige flag, but you should, as someone who doesn't like, I need to have another term. I don't prefer eating vegetables and fruits. It is something that you should
have. Donald's more of a carnivore guy. He likes the meat. He likes the chicken and the steak.
You should have it as part of your diet. And so even if you don't like it, you should put a little bit in.
You can have a collagen instead.
Collagen?
Yeah, collagen like powder is meant to like help you get your nutrients and
sure,
like proteins.
Sure, but like just eat a strawberry, dude.
Some people don't like strawberries.
Okay, then eat
you don't
something
like bananas.
Else. Like what, you, collagen powder?
If people don't like the actual taste of the food, why not substitute it for something that's still going to help your body?
Just eat a fruit. Just eat
I'm not going to eat an orange every day, but I'll have vitamin C every day.
Just find a fruit you like and eat that.
Strawberries are good. Blueberries, best fruit. What's your favorite fruit? Definitely not bananas.
Here's the thing.
Oh.
I don't really know what fruits are. I love strawberries.
That's a fruit.
So it's carrot a fruit.
That's a vegetable.
Vegetable. You see, this is an important thing.
Okay.
I think we'll be here forever if I try to figure out what a fruit is.
Just is your strawberry your favorite?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Wait. Is watermelon a fruit?
Yes.
I love watermelon.
Okay, we got there.
Watermelon is so good.
Have you had grilled watermelon?
No.
People do that. That's a red flag.
No.
Certain food should not be grilled.
Experimentation, it breeds creativity.
Like, in my opinion, and this is a problem in America, I don't think everything needs to be fried either.
Agreed. But does it taste good?
Sometimes. I think, in my opinion, and I don't know if this is a hot take, I think fried Oreos are overrated.
I think Oreos are overrated.
Yeah, but
they're garbage.
Yeah, but you're Thono. You like hate most cookies and except Fuddruckers.
No, I love Publix cookies. What's another red flag?
Oh, from my list or just
from
the
your
top?
List.
I can do one at the top of my
head.
No,
we're going to do that later.
Wearing mismatched socks. Red flag.
I have two of the same socks today.
They look like the ones from the last podcast.
They're not. I think I wore one of the socks that has paint stains the other side, and then another white sock from the other side.
So you're wearing them different, the but opposite the same.
Sides, yeah.
If they prefer Pepsi over Coke, I don't.
I think
that's a green flag because Thalia prefers Pepsi over Coke.
That is a who cares.
I think it's a beige flag. It's that is preference.
Who cares?
It's preference. Now.
I don't prefer soda.
Yeah, Donald doesn't prefer soda, which is his red flag.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why? If not liking fruits or vegetables is a beige flag, why is my red flag not liking soda? Arguably worse for you. Not arguably, definitely worse for you.
You just need to live a little. I'm going to spend a day. We have a day on the pod, or we'll make it like a YouTube exclusive?
Sure.
Where you just eat the things that you hate. And just like re-experience them. Sure, and like, dude, you never know. Maybe you'll like them. Dude, the banana, I don't have faith in.
Me neither.
Because you do it yearly. But like, I feel like we can find like one soda that you like.
I retry things on a like normal
basis.
When was
the last time you had a soda?
A couple months ago. When I was on, I was away for work.
Okay.
And there wasn't any water or anything. And so the only thing I could drink was a Coke. And so I had it. Listen.
Have you ever had a Coke Zero?
Yes. Yes, I have tried it. I have tried a Coke Zero. You know the one I really do not like?
Mm.
Diet Coke.
I get that.
Ah.
I would prefer... Coke is...
But here's the thing. And I have pinned this down. It's not that I don't like it. It's specifically, there's... Like I love some... Like, the texture of something. Right? The fizziness of soda in general bothers the crap out of me. I feel
like you would like a poppy.
What is a poppy?
It's like a new, healthier, like probiotic like soda.
Sure.
So it's like healthier for you. Not that fizzy.
Okay.
I feel like if we found like some sort of soda alternative to you, I feel like you would vibe with that.
We'll make it a series where I try food, vegetables, different
Donald tries.
Donald tries.
Donald tries.
Donald tries.
He never tries.
No, I always try. I'm always trying. Wasn't the saying Evan's in love and Donald's trying?
That is true. I love both of us just trying to like make sure we're not on the tangent for a while. Not having a bed frame. No, I think that's a beige flag.
If you're past the age of 30, red flag.
Red flag. Because here's the thing, right? Like when you move into college, like you're like first, you like you're starting chance. Off first apartment, like you might not have a bed frame. However.
And bed frames are hard to move.
They are. I vibe with low bed frames. I've been wanting to get like a lower bed frame. Just because that seems comfy.
Yeah.
How dare you spill coffee on my hoodie? That's your red flag.
Learn to open your mouth more. I fully have a red flag that whenever I eat or drink something, I tend to spill it on myself. And it is the worst, especially when I'm wearing like a nice shirt. The other day I was wearing a long sleeve white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Not long sleeve. I was wearing a button off white shirt that needed cufflinks. I dropped so much coffee on it. It was brown. It like the whole front was fully
coffee
colored.
I would have just
colored.
Poured the coffee on the rest of the shirt and just played it off that it was a brown shirt.
No, dude, I just took the shirt off.
You could do that. I'm just saying. Could be good.
Yeah.
Could
and
be a
then
vibe.
The amount of stains I have to take out. I got the stains out, but it took a while.
Where's tank tops? I put this on here for me.
I'm gonna say it's a beige flag in general, but it's a red flag when it's you. You wear too many tank tops.
I like tank tops.
I know you
they're
like tank
comfy.
Tops, dude.
They're breathable. Listen. Can I argue my case for a second?
He's gonna get on its soapbox. Go.
Okay. I sweat a lot, an unnatural amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
That when I go out, like I and sometimes I don't want to wear just a t-shirt. You know, I want to style it up. I want to change it up.
Sure.
But if I wear a t-shirt and another shirt, I will create a puddle that can drown people, right? But a tank top is breathable. It's comfy. All my tank tops Ooh. Fit me. Like, they're not too baggy. They're not too tight.
All right.
They are perfect. And I don't think it's a red flag because everyone has preference, right? You like to wear your clothes that
Go
you
ahead.
Wear sometimes, right? Some of our other friends have, like, specific styles. People in general have specific styles, right? Evan likes wearing tank tops. I have always liked wearing tank tops. I feel confident in them, and that's all that should matter.
Okay, 100%. Here's the thing. When you buy them in bulk, and they're just
I do not have them
tops,
in bulk.
Yes, you do.
I have 3 black tank tops that I rotate through, and I have various other colored tank tops.
If you are so, like, focused on staying in this tank top universe, listen, I think they look great on you. I think that you
He's
look
a liar.
Great. No, He's I don't.
He's a liar.
I think you look great in them.
You're a liar and a thief. The fact is
that if you like them so much, then get different iterations.
I am trying.
Let me finish.
I want white tank tops.
What did we talk about? Don't interrupt.
No.
Hey, not again. Get like more stylish tank tops. Like invest in the
it
tank top
hard.
Culture. I know it's hard.
I'm broke.
Fair enough. But like the tank tops you wear look like you. I'm going to say this. It looks like you are some Cuban asshole that came from the 1980s from Pedro Pan.
No, not true, because I don't wear my little gold chains. I don't walk around with a little with the bedazzled shirts.
It doesn't just a most tank top. Most people that
it's a tank
Cuba,
top. It's not that deep. You wear a tank top.
I
see
do
if you
sometimes.
Can pull it off.
I do sometimes. But it's just not my style. I like long sleeve stuff.
Can't tell the difference between your and your. It's a red flag, and that's
I think
what
it's
you have.
I think it's a beige flag. No. It's not that I can't tell the difference.
How
your
can you not tell
and
the difference?
You are.
But like
how I can already tell the difference.
Okay, but then use it correctly.
I said this on the last podcast. When I'm texting you, I do not care to use it correctly.
You have
because
to.
From the sheer fact that you can correct me, it means you know which one I meant to use. And you're just correcting
I
me.
I am training you. I am training you.
Okay.
Because what if someday you get kidnapped by a troll?
Okay.
And the troll holds a spear to you and says, use the correct you and your
and
right now without thinking. And you're not going to think because your brain is so used to texting people.
So easily do that. But here's the thing. When I am texting
here's the thing.
You.
You're not thinking?
It's a red
so
flag.
So you don't think when you're texting me? You don't care about what you're saying?
I do care what I'm saying.
I spend 3 minutes before I send a text to you. That little text that you get from me in the morning that says, oi, took thought.
No, it didn't.
Took thought. Oi.
Okay, okay. Then it's a red flag that whenever you're having a conversation with someone and they didn't listen to you, they just say, ka-chow.
It's a red flag you leave me on red for hours.
I don't leave you on red
you
for
do.
Hours. You don't have your red receipts on. I leave other people on red for hours.
I do have my red receipts on.
No, you don't.
This is how it goes. I
no,
go,
you don't.
I go, oh, like, I don't have it for you. Yeah.
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 If we
that.
Had red receipts on,
I always answer you like immediately.
I don't. It's not that I don't answer you immediately. It's that you usually text me at 10 a.m. when I'm at work in a meeting.
Okay.
And I can't text you
then
back.
Put I'm in a meeting.
I can't text you back.
You have
I'm
to.
In a meeting. I
they
can't.
Will understand.
No.
They know some things are thicker than blood.
It's a red flag to completely ignore someone, especially professionally, to text someone back.
It's a red flag.
Continue.
That you...
What?
I'll think of one.
Yeah, you will.
Let me cook.
Yeah. I'll let you
let me cook.
Because your mind can't go that
let me
fast,
cook.
Apparently.
Ooh. Now he's resorting to my mind can't go that fast, apparently. He can't do his laundry for weeks on end, but he can come up with that.
Yeah.
It's a red flag that you said that you were going to play... We were going to do the podcast in my apartment one time.
And then I asked you after we
it's a red flag that you said you gave me false hope. And said, we can do D&D at my house. And then we, guess where we did D&D the last 3 times total?
At your house.
It's a red flag that you took the position in soccer for me in 2nd grade.
What position was that?
Defense.
Nope, I was a goalie.
Were you actually?
Yep.
I didn't try out in soccer until 6th grade.
I was a goalie.
Were you actually?
Yes.
I didn't even know you played soccer in 6th grade.
I was with
grade.
You. I was behind you.
No, in 6th grade is when we both tried out, but in 4th grade, you also played soccer.
Yes, and I was a goalie.
I never tried out that year.
So you lied.
It's a red flag that you don't show people the greatness of your music video. This next one is shorts that go over your knees. I don't think that's a red flag.
That's not a red flag.
It's not a red flag.
It's not a red flag, but like, it's like, our producer is telling
we're just gonna
us,
keep this as a reminder here.
This is what our producer is telling us to do.
I don't think it's a red flag because some
no,
people like when they like running, like they like it higher up so they can breathe better.
No,
me personally, I don't care much for shorts that go over my knees. But you know,
Evan, all your shorts go over your knees.
No, my shorts are usually lower.
Evan, they go like here.
No, when it means over your knees, like
no,
that's what it says.
It's not
over the. your knee is here. It goes over.
No, they mean the ones that go under your knee.
No, that's under your knee, not over your knee. Over, under.
No. They're talking about the ones that go over your knee, the basketball
shorts. That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
When there's... Okay. When there's... Okay, ready? Ready? They are saying that
He only has shorts that go like over his knee.
No,
like
I only have shorts knee. That like, yeah, like...
Yeah,
like
that. That's the red flag.
No.
Yes.
That's dumb.
Most people think that your shorts should be at that's right above dumb, your knee.
Dumb, bro.
No.
Why do I need to show my white knees to people?
It's not that. It's that, like, it looks... I'm going to choose peace in this. It just doesn't look great. Most shorts should be right above your kneecap.
Who cares about the length of people's shorts?
That's why it's a... he's
the red flag
back.
Is if you
he's
care.
He's walking back on
the
it because he's like, I'm the red flag.
The red flag is if you care that people have their short length. Short length.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you wear whatever
I don't want to talk to you right now. You don't even wear shorts. You wear pants to everything.
Yeah,
you wear the same three pairs of jeans.
Nope.
I feel like you have a decent
I have
amount
four
of jeans.
Pairs of jeans. One pair of jeans are my favorite, which are like the bigger baggy jeans that have like a little paint splatter at the bottom. I just like those jeans.
Toto likes jumping when it's windy and like floating like Mary Poppins.
They're not super big. Calm down. I have black jeans. I have acid wash blue jeans. And then I have dark blue jeans. I'm not even going to allow that joke continue.
So the last segment that we have here is this whole red flag started because there's a guy on TikTok where he duets people. All these it's mostly women.
It's all women.
That... go and give their different red flags. And he has a list of every single woman's red flags. And the list is over 600.
Sophie, our editor, can you please put just one right here? Just a single one. A single
one. We're going to go over it right now. So we're going to go over all 565.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. I pulled out some that just stood out to me that I just thought were.
So all of these, for one more piece of context, all of these are from other TikToks
that he creates
of women
a note.
Going, it's a red flag that men do this.
Yeah, and he just has a list on his phone that just keeps getting more and more longer.
I think it's hilarious. Some things that people say are crazy.
Because there's some that I'm like, okay, that's not like too bad. Like one went when he accelerates like his car, like the muffler, because I think that's a little that gives
little
me the ick. Right. But then there's this first one, which is when men smile. I guess you're never allowed to be happy. You just always gotta be.
You know the book talk girl that you were talking about yesterday?
Sure.
That girl is her.
Yes, the dark brooding.
Yeah,
like,
the dark brooding type that never smiles.
Who has to have
that's her type.
The stone archetype like this.
Do that one more time. And I want everyone to just picture that that's what Thalia sees every night.
Ready? Just. when they can tie their shoes. She's got to wear Crocs all the time, apparently. What? Apparently, that's a red flag.
Why?
When they tie their shoes.
Is it when they tie their shoes
it's
or
when
they can tie
when
their
they,
shoes?
It just says when they tie their shoes. I'm going to assume it's that they have their shoes tied. Now, here's my thing. Yeah, because you're right. Because what if it's that they just have their shoelaces untied?
That's a red flag.
I think it's that more than they know how to tie their shoes.
Yeah, I think what it is
they
like
just want them to trip.
When they actually like do the act of tying their shoes, but I don't think that that's a red flag. I think that that's just an ick to people.
Yeah,
but I think that that's stupid. I think that that's dumb.
It's a red flag if they get a cold. Apparently they're just not allowed to get colds. They're not allowed to,
I can just imagine. I can just imagine being with like this person who said
Sydney Sweeney, yes.
Sure. And like just being like with the love of your life, having a great time,
and you go,
perfect relationship. And then you just like, and then they're like, no, like,
they're like, it's over. Being at your wedding. It's like, you're about to say, I do. Achoo, and they're like, I don't. I veto this relationship.
Oh my God.
They don't know how to use a trampoline properly. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, listen,
what is the proper way to use a trampoline?
No. And also like, that's such a specific thing. I also never grew up with a trampoline, so I don't think I know how to use a trampoline
correctly. I've used a trampoline, but also, like, there's
what
really
is the correct way?
Like, just like that? Just, like, up and down?
Okay.
Because listen, I was the kid on the trampoline that I would do like random side flips and like roll and random things.
I just jump and then I fall. And you know when you fall on a trampoline and it pushes you back
this
up?
This one irks me. Not like I think I agree with this red flag. It irks me. They don't use sauce. So they just have bland food. You do use sauce sometimes.
No. I do use
sauce. Because you'll cook with like some soy sauce or like listen, I'm not going to call them out. We know someone that doesn't use sauce like on anything, right? And it has always baffled me.
Arguably, I don't use sauce on anything either.
But like there's difference. Like I feel like you can cook with certain sauces.
Yeah.
You can like you're going to have bland chicken.
No, but like here's the thing. You don't need to have sauce to have bland. Like
I know, but like just not using sauce. How are you going to eat pasta ever?
No, agreed. Like fully agreed.
Butter noodles?
Agreed. It's just I'm also saying that I am the type of person that if someone's like, "Hey, you want these chicken tenders? Do you want a sauce sauce?"
Listen, I get it because I understand that some people don't want like sauce with like their tenders or their fries. And like people that have plain burgers, once again, baffle me, but I get it. You have plain burgers, don't you?
I do have plain burgers.
Like no ketchup, no nothing?
No. Just the meat, the cheese, and sometimes the bacon.
Nice old
bacon
burger?
The thing is, I don't like... But listen, here's another thing.
And
the two sauces I really do like are ketchup and mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them hot.
So like not on a burger, I get it.
Yeah, like not on a burger. Now, mind you, I will fully eat ketchup with my fries. Love that shit. I will put like mayonnaise on my cold sandwiches. I know people like them heated up. I'm just not... I don't like cold cuts heated up. That's just my opinion.
I get it.
I'll put mayonnaise on that thing. That delicious.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like there's certain things I understand.
Yeah.
Like a burger, I can understand. Yeah. Like some people, like there's just times where I'm like, come on, you need sauce.
Fair.
Right? You're going to have fettuccine Alfredo without the Alfredo.
It's kind of a red flag. I get it. But yeah, no sauces. I mean, for me, it's not a red flag.
Listen, once again, everyone's entitled to their own thing. If they wear socks, once again, just crop.
Why? I want to meet, you know those sayings is like if you can meet like have everyone in a room, I would want to meet every single person that has these.
I want to meet the person for this next one. Don't lose an arm. If they lost an arm, apparently that's a red flag.
That's horrible. That person's going to hell.
Yeah, RIP my D&D character, bro.
Bro, like that's horrible.
You're gonna think this one's fun. If they take pictures. They just gotta have
this. Again, arguably, these are all from women.
They are.
Yeah, okay. Isn't it like a girl's... I wouldn't know. I'm not a woman. Isn't it a girl's dream to have like a boyfriend that's like great at taking
pictures? But that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Don't you get roasted
so much? I would love the context of this because it's like of themselves, of other people. Or if it's just like anytime they take a picture, they're like, no, bad.
Yeah, right? Like...
blank page.
Like if it's like... takes pictures of other people, maybe, but even then, this is stupid.
This one's my favorite one. If they do the wave, so just give me your head. Just, how dare he?
I can see that being an ick, right? Like if the person just does the wave all the time or like that, I can see that just being an ick.
And we're rounding down to our last three because now we could be here all day. If they drink out of a straw. That's a red flag, apparently.
Yeah, that's a stupid red flag. I also apparently, don't drink out of straws.
Do you actually not?
No, I prefer drinking out of like the actual cup.
I prefer it also, but if I'm at a restaurant, I'll try to drink out of the straw.
That's not true. I'm a liar.
Okay. I believe you.
My Awala has a straw.
That's true. Yeah. No, that's true. I love that thing. That's true.
Best water bottle, period.
If they eat yogurt, how dare you? I love yogurt. I love yogurt. I would like to know why you have such hatred against yogurt.
Someone with a eating yogurt.
Yeah. Yogurt's the best. This this one you're going to love. If they have back pain, apparently if you're
bone. But I'm sorry that they spent their whole life carrying you on their f***ing back. Sorry.
But also, like, imagine being this person and you just meet someone with scoliosis and you're like, how dare you? How dare you?
Oh my God.
That's a red flag.
There's some of these that, like, I really want to, like, look the person in the eye.
And the last one.
Why?
If they wash their car. Just always got to have a dirty car.
You just want a dirty freaking car.
Now, here's the thing. Maybe it's that they think that, like, why are you wasting time when you can take it to a car wash, right? But either way, like, if a person enjoys, like, waking up in the morning, getting their little sponge, little hose, washing the car, listening to some like, what like music would you listen to while you're washing your car? Listen to some Ariana Grande or...
I love how you went to Ariana Grande. Or
Slipknot.
They'd probably be listening to like hip hop.
The only reason I think that is because I listen to hip hop when I wash my car.
Yeah, I usually listen to hip hop as well if I'm washing my car.
But those were some. We're not gonna do our red flags because we're gonna punch each other.
No,
in the face.
I think we already did our red flags. We have an entire sign of us being mean to each other.
Yeah, but now we're moving on to our question of the day that was told to us by our sign. So I asked you guys for your biggest red flags. Not like your personal biggest red flags. Biggest red flags that you see in other people or like just in general in life. Life can be a red flag in itself sometimes, honestly. I'm going to get that on a shirt.
Life is the biggest.
Life is the big red flag.
Is the biggest
red flag. Is the big red flag. So this first one here.
But you should continue to live, please.
Who do you think sent our first one here?
Viggy.
It is indeed V-Motor Talk.
I have to check because V-Mogertov sends it to like the actual message instead of like sending it to the story. So I have to see if he sent the messages.
Some of these are so specific.
Okay.
Being a Gemini or a Scorpio. There's something to unpack
there. There's also an it's arguable that if you care about astrology, that's a red flag.
Being Colombian. R.I.P. our Colombian.
Colombian?
We're not going to talk about it. Not willing to compromise, which is funny because that was one of the ones from the top five. Gaslighting, also from the top one, which I understand. And controlling. I get that. Okay. I feel like that's a big red flag people have. If you're like too controlling,
of course.
You're controlling of me.
Those first two.
Those were very very specific. if those are your red flags, V-Mogertov, we will try not to do those.
I will definitely not be a Gemini or a Scorpio.
I will definitely not be Colombian. This next one here from Aesthetica.
Okay.
Any interest in grippers? So if you like feet, get
out of
here.
You're a red flag.
I don't like feet.
Yes, you, bro. No, brother.
I like doing the little clap thing. But yeah, that's more for a meme. It's for a meme.
You have so many feet things.
It's for a meme, though. I do it for a meme. I don't like feet. I would sell my feet pics if people would buy them, but they won't. So this next one here.
I think she just specifically has a problem with
this next one here from Sophie.
Yes.
Lying or hiding something they don't need to hide. I get it. It kind of goes with the communication thing. Agreed. Like if you...
I mean, lying in general...
Lying in general is bad, unless it's for a surprise birthday party, in which case, lie. But like, if it's like the little things
lies,
like...
Lies that don't need to be lies are bad.
Exactly, exactly.
Right? Like and then also lies because you feel like you're saving someone are also can fall into the being bad. If you are lying to hurt someone, you're the scum of the earth.
The next you are from Sophie, just Republican.
All right.
Apparently.
I don't have an opinion on this.
I also don't have an opinion on this.
Political.
We are politically indifferent.
We are politically in the middle.
Except for democracy in Helldivers. Their follow up is breathing, to be honest. I think that's the biggest red flag.
And somehow we've gone full circle back into this person's TikToks, and he's going to put that on his list.
Just saying.
Breathing. I'm pretty sure breathing
is
on his list.
It is on his list. It's like, I think number
did he say men breathing?
It's like number 37.
Cool.
It's just on there. Just the men, how dare they breathe? How dare they be alive?
But I think she meant breathing in general for everyone. I got a nod. So
did you mean, okay.
I got a nod, so that means that she thinks that breathing in general is a red flag for everyone.
This next one here from Nick RF, and in my opinion, I also agree, this is the biggest red flag.
Cool.
If they don't listen to the Nerd Slice podcast.
Yep. Yep.
I agree. No, honestly, the biggest, like, why would you not?
Why would you not?
We are whimsical. We are funny.
Mm-hmm. Come up with more adjectives.
We have great takes. We're arguably attractive. You know,
arguably, I would argue not.
We could provide you camaraderie. We give you knowledge, right? Beginning of this podcast, we told you what a red flag was.
I think from the get go, the reason you should watch the Nerd Slice podcast is because there's an hour a day that you can just sit there and be like, at least I'm not them.
Exactly.
At least I'm not that.
Right. We make you feel better about yourselves.
I think that's making the world a better place.
Exactly. We've done so a good job. We've done a great job. Please watch. This next one here from Roger the Stud. When a woman leaves their wallet in your car on purpose. Yeah, that's kind of, that could be a red flag.
Why is like that if a red
they,
flag?
Because they leave it on purpose so they don't have to pay for something. Oh. I'm assuming that's what the red flag meant.
Well, just tell them to go get the purse.
True, but I think it's the sentiment behind
listen,
it.
Listen, if someone does that, I don't think you're going on another date, right? So mm-hmm. I think it'd be very funny if they're like,
you'd be surprised.
I left
a lot
my purse
of people,
in your car and be like, it's fine, go get it.
But a lot of people ignore people's red flags. You ignore red flags for the longest time, dude.
That's fair.
I ignored a lot of red flags in my past.
And look at us now.
Still
Evans
in love, Donald's trying.
I am trying so hard.
You're going to do great. And our last one here from Intagua himself.
Uh-huh.
When the podcast doesn't come out on time.
That's fine.
And that's the biggest red flag.
That's not a red flag. That's a beige flag.
I think it's a beige flag.
This takes a lot of work.
Life happens.
This takes a lot of work, Intagua.
Life happens. And, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
But you know what deserves green flags?
What?
All of you guys.
All of you.
Our sponsor for today is Green Flags, because sometimes we should look at those a lot more than the red flags. And not interrupting. go.
No. I want to hear what you have to say.
I didn't know what I was going to say. Maybe That's why I was really happy that you
were
speaking.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope this has elucidated a little bit of the red flags. And if you are with someone that had any of these red flags, not the dumb ones, although they were hilarious, if you have any of those red flags,
sorry.
Therapy is a great thing, and maybe the red flags can go away. But if you're the type of person that hates someone for tying their shoes,
yeah. A green flag also would be if you went to our socials and, you know, gave us a like, a follow, comment. We have an amazing crew that works really hard to edit these videos, edit our socials, do everything, make us notes in the middle of the podcast. So let's show them a little love by liking, maybe telling a friend, telling your enemies. Why not tell your enemies too? If they hate it,
hey,
why not?
Exactly. If maybe they won't be your enemies after this.
But as always, thank you guys, and we will catch you on another episode.
I will catch you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.